hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Welcome to another edition of Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, and I am by no means a hockey professional. I'm just amazed at how hard these kids work on their sport and how serious that they take it. And of course, the parents who have jobs and other kids to look after, bringing these kids to their games and practices. It's definitely a lot of work and dedication from both child and parent. And I thought, let's shine a little light on these kids. Enter Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk. And today I want you to help me welcome the A13 A's to the show. How you doing, guys?
Good.
I have Tyler Paris and Noah Ruther on the show. Now I understand, Tyler, you are a goalie.
Yes.
Yes, I've got some special goalie questions for you. Are you ready for those?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. All right. Which is tougher for a goalie to stop? A slap shot or a wrist shot?
Wrist shot.
And why is that?
Well, usually when they take a slap shot, it's further away, so you have more time to track the puck into your glove, blocker, pads,
wow,
etc.
Wow. You're pretty smart when it comes to that. Now, how old are you?
12.
12. What school do you go to?
I go to Glen Mary Catholic School.
Okie dokie. All right, now before a hockey game starts, the goalie comes up, warms up for the game. First thing they do is they start to scrap and mark up the ice in front of the net. Why do they do that? Don't the hockey players want a nice clean ice to skate on and you guys come out there and mess it all up? What's up with that?
The reason we scratch up the crease of the net is just so, like, we can slide better with the snow on the crease, and the crease is worked up so it's easier to skirt around and T-push and shuffle.
That's awesome. Well, that's pretty good. Now, who's your favorite goalie, dead or alive? I know you told me earlier, but tell people who your favorite goalie is.
My favorite goalie is probably Mike Smith because he is very good at handling the puck, and he's gotten a goal as a goalie.
Oh, okay. Kind of like my Patrick Waugh has. He's done a couple too. Awesome. Well, that's pretty good to know. All right. I hear goalies are moody. This might be a better question for Noah. Noah, is he moody?
Depends on the day.
All right. Well, answer me a question, Tyler. How come goalies are moody?
Usually we're just like moody because we're like really focusing on the game and like focusing on what we're going to do in that game and just like imagining tracking the pucks into our gloves. Blockers.
You got a lot of pressure on you, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do in a big way. All right, let me ask you a question. You know, the goalies, they all have their customized masks. If you could do one of those in the NHL, what would be on your mask?
Honestly, I do not know.
No, you never thought about that before?
No, I have not thought about that.
Do you have a favorite goalie mask that an NHL player wears?
Probably Cam Talbot.
What's he got on his?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Oh, that would be cool. I could visualize you with a Ghostbuster up on your helmet. No doubt about it. All right, now, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No. I like the way he says that with so much emphasis. And are there other girls up in the stands checking you out, do you think? I heard that there are. I really did.
Oh, wow. No, I do not know about that.
You don't know about that. You're adorable. Thanks, Tyler. We're moving on to Noah now. Hi, Noah. How are you?
Good.
Good. Now, you are 13, you told me?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
I go to TA Norris Middle School.
Okay. Have you ever tried to imitate a pro in your games?
Not really. I kind of just focus on trying to get around it or find a better option.
Alrighty. What's your favorite part of watching an NHL game? You must watch a lot of hockey, I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably the way they play. Like, it's really cool to see how they move the puck around and how they can develop speed like that.
Are you guys done or are you playing still?
No, we're done.
You are done. Did you win your last game?
No, we lost.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You'll get them next time for sure, right? When did you get started in hockey, and what inspired you to play?
I started playing hockey when I was around 9, but I've been skating since I was 4. Took a lot of convincing.
Right. Now, who's the slowest person on the team to suit up? Like, do you guys suit up a little bit before you get to the games?
Yeah.
Three of you. But do you find it a little difficult to get suited up quickly?
Well, I mean, if you're trying, oh, I have to do this now, like, I'm sure that all of us could get suited up pretty quickly, but some people are pretty slow.
Pretty slow. Right? Now, are you superstitious when it comes to your game? Do you have any weird things that you do, like wearing a lucky charm or putting your right sock on first, like my brothers did? What do you do?
Me and Tyler, actually, before every game, I would have a blue sock and a black sock, and every game I would ask him, like, which sock do I put on which, and some of it actually turned out good.
Pretty good.
We won our games.
There you go. Well, hockey's a big superstitious thing, from what I hear, definitely in a big way. And do you have any pregame rituals?
Probably tape my stick. We do our warm-up, and then I stretch in the dressing room a little before the game.
Before the game. And do you do anything in the summertime to keep yourself conditioned for hockey?
Yeah, I go to the gym. I biked a lot last year. Yeah.
All right, what's your coach's name?
His name's Troy.
Troy. Now, let me ask you a question. What's the hockey talk like in the room there before you hit up the ice? Give me a couple of things that Troy's saying to you in that room.
He's just saying, like, that we need high intensity. We need to be on that puck. Don't let them have any time to think. Like, make them make decisions.
Right. And your parents, they go to your games, your mom or your dad?
Yep.
Do they ever embarrass you up in the stands there?
I normally never hear them. I'm too focused on the game.
Oh, wow. You're one of the lucky kids. I hear all kinds of fun stories. We've actually got a dad on, and I'm going to bring him on the show right now. What's your name? Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you know, I thought it'd be a good idea to get one of the parents and maybe, you know, things that happen in your life. I mean, it's got to be difficult to get these kids to their games with your work and your job. How do you find that balance?
Oh, you just make it work. Working at Mercer for 30 years, I have lots of holidays, so between me and Edith, we find a way to make it work.
Have you ever embarrassed your kid up in the stands? He can't hear you, but we can. Anything you yell out when your kids are playing? Like,
I'm not a real yeller or anything. I'll talk to them after the games and that and say what they did good and that and give them compliments and that. But, as far as yelling from the stands, no, that's... Yeah. Not the kind of parents.
Not the kind of parents. Yeah. Okay, well, I wish my mother was the same. Thanks for all your insight on that. Now I understand you boys are going to introduce the next song.
Right now, it's Brett Eldridge.
Lose My Mind on River Country.